Yep, I admit it. I tell you about Fisco so you'll like me. Because that's what happens. People that listen to me and do what I say, they like Fisco and they like me. Hey, Homer, thanks for telling us about it. I'm the only one who admits it. You tell people about good stuff, but then they like you and the business. Fisco Auto Body. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Forest Home in Franklin. Need to give you the address. Family business, owned since 1931. It's not what they do. It's who they are. So by the time they're doing it for you, they've been doing it so long, even before they were doing it, that they do it so well. You can quote me on that. Fisco Auto Body, Forest Home in Franklin. Fisco, Fisco, Fisco to remember the names.
You're listening to Homer and Tony on 94.5 ESPN and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
We are now taking a welcome break from Aaron Rodgers and his nonsense to welcome out our next guest, Mr. Marquette is 16 in the polls. I see a couple spots down. Our distinguished guest is an alum of that number 19 UConn squad, who's three behind our Marquette squad. My man Donnie Marshall in the house. FS1, he does all the Big East games, a lot of them, and he knows the Big East very well. Donnie, my friend, what's going on?
I'm glad you guys think it's Aaron Rodgers nonsense as well, there, out there, because out here on the East Coast, we think it's nonsense too, but I digress. Let's talk some basketball.
No, that's good. I'm glad somebody from outside the market sees it as nonsense too. What are you guys talking about, Rodgers, over there? What's the thought about on the East Coast? You guys got...
No one's going to be, you know, last year it was, okay, what's Aaron going to do? What kind of power is Green Bay going to give him? You know, we understand how his talent and all that. But this year I think more people are concerned with what Tom Brady's going to do, they're especially up here. But also what other quarterbacks are going to do. They don't really care so much. The story's not as big this offseason. I think it won't be as big about Aaron Rodgers as it was last, because it's nonsense. Everybody's like over it. Right. Especially out here.
Aaron Rodgers fatigue for his antics. I think that's what's going on right now.
Man, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to the Big East. And
come on, let's get to Marquette, the biggest surprise in the country. Donnie, you going to join that club? Biggest surprise in the country.
You know what? I'm not joining that club only because I've been on the Shaka Smart bandwagon for a long, long time. Even when he was at Texas and knew he was at a football school, and that I didn't care for that relationship even before it started with Shaka. I just thought the focus was maybe too big. I feel like, you know, I don't think it's a slight on coaches when you say, you know, they're smaller market guys, because I think in getting those big markets, you know what it's about. It's about making money. You know, and Shaka Smart's never, in my opinion, at BCU and you know, all the places he's been, a couple places he's been, he's never been a money guy. He's been a culture guy. So when you go to Texas, you know what you're getting. When you get off the plane in Texas, you know what it's about. You know, you just don't feel that same. No disrespect to my Texans, but people that live in Texas, but it's just a bigger, more wide open kind of feel in all the sports as well. When you're at BCU or you're at Marquette, it's a small market. It's a family. It feels like the culture. You just feel like you're more a part of something. I thought Shaka Smart, you know, he was the perfect. It's easy for me to say now. You'd have to dig around and find some video archive of me saying it, but it's definitely there. I've just always been a fan of his, just as a leader of men. And he's continuing to lead young men, but also, I think he's putting some vigor back into Big East basketball in the middle of the country. You know what I mean? Like you see Creighton and you got Butler and Marquette, and they've never really, Marquette's been around a little bit longer, but they've never really kind of gotten that respect of being in, you know, the Big East. And I think now Shaka's really, he's given them an opportunity and putting them in a position to be like, hey, we can win this thing. Like we're legit. This isn't a fluke.
Now we're talking. By the way, this isn't basketball, but you're 6'7", and Wikipedia, which I believe says you were four-time All-State selection in soccer. That's not possible at 6'7".
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up playing soccer, so it was always – I didn't start playing basketball until I was in the 10th grade. First time I ever touched basketball. But in as a kid in Seattle, when I grew up, you either played baseball or you played soccer. And then it kind of morphed into, as I got to high school, Billy Joe Hobert, Damon Heward, Brock Heward, all those guys started coming up as football players, and then the basketball kind of floodwaters just opened with the greatness that they've had coming out of that area since, you know, since I, you know, was in college. So soccer was my love since I could walk really growing up in Seattle. So yeah, it was always it was a unique situation to be in, but it also helped me with my basketball footwork and speed. So it's still a beautiful sport. And for the record, I'm proud of this. Me and my kids missed one World Cup game this last World Cup. One. We recorded all the other and watched every one of them to stay up.
You better talk to Tony. Tony, do you hear that? Wow. You hear that? Donnie Marshall, well, your guy.
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed right now.
Sell it, Donnie. Sell soccer. Sell soccer to Tony. Come on, give it your best shot. Go for it.
Look, Tony has been around my family. He knows me. He knows us. He comes to my golf tournament in the summer, so I got some more time to work on him when he comes back out to Connecticut this summer. So I'll work on him. I'll get, because Women's World Cup's right around the corner, T. Smith.
Yeah,
right I'm saying not having it,
and I'm going to quickly transition back to hoops. Like, we got four Big East teams in the top 25. I know you've seen a lot of games. Who are you liking? Obviously, yeah. Xavier is very good, but who are you liking in the Big East? Talk about some of the teams you like.
I think it's interesting that when you look at how the season started, and everyone obviously, there's a lot of unknowns. UConn, third or fourth, I think. Nova was up there just because they're Nova. I think their name kind of just brings that or brought that. And then I think everyone really believed in Marquette was down the list a little bit. PC is always that 4 or 5 safe pick, but I think Creighton and Xavier are the two teams outside of Marquette. I think Xavier and Creighton, maybe Xavier more than Creighton, has surprised a lot of people. You get a new coach, you've had, you got Sean Miller at Xavier who inherited some good pieces, but that doesn't always mean that you're going to play great. That doesn't mean that you're always going to be, at this point, 8-1, 16-4. It just means it might not be better, but it's different. He's better. They're better. The culture, I'm a big culture guy. I'm big on body language, how guys present themselves in times of, desperation and failures when they're losing, but also when they're winning. So to me, Sean Miller, we knew could coach. What he did at Arizona was a phenomenal job. A different market, smaller market, but there's one thing to say, I'm coming back. I'm going back to where I was before. We got four of those guys in the league this year. But to me, Sean Miller he holds guys more accountable. I don't think he's afraid to hurt anyone's feelings, and you don't get that. Tony, you know this too. In this day and age, everyone's feelings are hurt, and not just in sports. And no matter what you say, no matter how you look at them, whatever, things that you don't say hurts their feelings. So Sean Miller's a guy who doesn't care if he hurts your feelings, if it means you're going to learn from it and understand what's more valuable for you as a young man, as a basketball player, as a student athlete. And I think all coaches kind of need to take a page from that book. Don't be afraid to hurt somebody's feelings if it has the right intent. And I think Sean Miller absolutely has that. But obviously,
hey, wait
Sean
a minute.
Miller,
your coach, Jim Calhoun, was president of that association.
Oh, yeah. No. He just didn't care. Period. If it helped the team, if it didn't help the team, if it made him feel better, he was going to tell you how he felt. That was it. But you got to remember, Tony and I played in the 1900s. The basketball is a little bit different nowadays. You got to be careful what you say to kids. What I thought was incredible, guys, I think two seasons ago now, this is a rule. This is basically corporal punishment. You cannot be angry at your team and make them run 28s or suicides, as we call them. You cannot be mad and get them online, because if they report that to the NCAA, you will be in violation of that. That's amazing to me.
That's a rule?
If Coach Calhoun heard that, he would laugh in people's faces. I can't make my players run because I'm upset? Not going to happen.
That can't be a rule. That can't be a rule.
Absolutely is. Wow. About two or three seasons ago, that came in. NCAA changed that. You cannot. It's basically a form of corporal punishment, making kids run.
You put them in the corner now? Timeout? Hey, you go sit in the corner.
Yeah, you can do that. You just can't force them to do anything physical.
All right, Donnie, we just about run out of time, but I want to ask you, as a tall guy, I don't know if you qualify as a big guy or not. You're kind of everything. But I want to know if you watch Osui Godara. He has a collection of skills that I just think is very uncommon. His ability to pass, see the court, dribble the ball the full length of the floor and score. Is that accurate in today's game of basketball?
I mean, that will get you paid. Homer, first of all, I just got to say, I tell Tony I'm everything. So I appreciate that statement, you saying I'm everything. I try to tell Tony Smith that all the time. He's not
buying
that.
Good luck with that. Yeah, he ain't buying that either. You got a better chance pushing soccer.
But also, yes, he is your prime example of a big that can make the transition to the NBA because he has that the instincts of being a big of a passer, a guy who understands the game. We call it feel, IQ, however you want to say it. But he also has the movements to go along with it. They can refine that. There's only, and Tony knows this, you get to the league, you got to pretty much have a base. You have to have a foundation of what your game is. And for him, we know he has great touch. We know he has really good feet for his size. He can pass the ball. He's a smart player. And the rest of it, they can mold you and put you into that spot they want you to be when you get to the league. He has all the parts. He has all the makings of being a terrific and a longtime NBA player. And Shaka Smart, again, back to Shaka, he understands that. He recognizes that. And he puts guys in those positions not just for what he needs them to do, but also for their future. And that's what I love about that matchup with Oso being with Shaka Smart. We didn't even talk about my guy Cam Jones. I'm feeling neglected. Hey, yeah. I can't get on the show more, man. Tony Smith, my boy. Cam Jones is one of my his first team All Big East to me, man. I got to come back on at some point, guys. This
Cam Jones, with the rainbow jumper always, and Homer,
the scoop,
tell him
the
your
ice
nickname.
Cream man, the ice cream man got the scoop shot. He got the vanilla waist high normal scoop. Then
all.
He throws us the extra.
Shot.
He throws us the Rocky Road strange scoop. Yeah, I believe Tony argues with this. I believe he puts more loft. It's almost a punt. Not on all of them. There are some jump shots that he puts more loft than I have ever seen from a guard.
Watching Steph Curry. Those young guys watching Steph Curry in pregame warm-ups. That's all that is. Watch a video of Steph Curry in those pregame warm-ups. Those balls almost hit the ceiling.
All right. That must be the answer.
Incredible.
All right, Donnie, you can come on whenever you want, but you got to go through Tony.
Yeah. All right, hey, now I'm gonna start calling you. I was trying not to impose, but now you just opened the door. I'm calling you all the time. But I'm gonna give you the final word to tell us about your charity, the outing that I was out there for.
Yeah, I love it. So last year was the inaugural. I have a celebrity golf tournament. It benefits disabled athletes. It's called the Tollin Fund, but it's the Donnie Marshall Charity Classic, and I got NBA guys, coaches, NFL, MLB guys, so it's in the summer, August 13th, 14th, and we play at the Lake of Isles. It's a Foxwoods Casino, or one of the biggest casinos in the world here in Connecticut, and I appreciate my guys coming, especially Tony Smith, but here's the issue I want everybody out there to know. You can't come to a golf tournament and not bring golf clubs, and not only that, and then complain about the golf clubs you are using the entire round. I'm going to give you one guess who that was.
I'm gonna kill the suspense. I'm gonna tell him it was me. I got a crappy set from Donnie. He gave me some set.
Why
that
didn't you bring
your
own
like
damn clubs?
Me too.
Yeah, it was too much stuff.
Oh wow.
We're going for a run, but I'm not bringing any sneakers. How about that? I'm wearing some flip flops. But can I use yours? And I'm gonna criticize them the whole time.
Hey, the runners from Kenya don't wear shoes, so that's not too bad.
You glow. Hold on. I just want to check this, Donnie, so I have this right. He comes to a charity golf tournament with no clubs.
He told me he had like five sets.
I do.
But why don't you bring your own clubs?
Because I don't want to carry all that stuff.
He complains about the club the whole time we're playing. How are you going to complain about the club the whole time we're playing? Here's what I want to tell him. It's not the arrow, it's the archer, Tony. It's not the arrow, it's the archer.
Yeah, but
the
Donnie,
archer was
I know.
Very good
he can,
either,
he
but
can
the
play.
Clubs are worse.
Now, the key is, Donnie, you and I have to vote. Do you think Tony will bring his own clubs next year? I think he should, and so I think he probably will. You may have done justice by doing this on purpose, if you know Tony. By give him crappy clubs, then he'll bring his own every year from now on. And I think you won. Well, I think you did it.
Well, quickly, he'll have to because we won the tournament in spite of his complaining and having the worst $2,000 set of clubs that he could use, we still won. How about that?
I'm not surprised. He's good.
With Tony in it.
I know. Thanks, Donnie.
All right, Donnie.
All right, guys.
Till the next time when Tony sets it up. Caller 4, are you a better guesser? 1-800-990-3776 next.